brought to you by Beltone, a leader in hearing healthcare. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, Arizona, provides tips on how to enhance your side yard. Learn ideas on which small plants can thrive on low maintenance, which plants are best for narrow spaces, landscaping ideas for larger side yards, ideas for dogs, and more. Many mountain homes have a side yard that is not only long and narrow but treacherously steep. Good landscape design for such a layout is complicated at best, but when done well, it can tie the entire landscape together in a masterful manner. At our home, Lisa and I have turned our landscape lemons into some truly tasteful lemonade. Our most challenging project was to ease the steep access to our backyard. A flight of stairs with a different herb garden and wall art at each step, a commercial-sized pot of rosemary and sedum, with a welcome sign at the gate, help visitors move effortlessly along from the bottom to the top into our home's secret gardens. It is a real treasure, but it took some unusually creative design flair. A steep yard can be a demanding brain twister even for experienced gardeners, but it can be handled with some landscape skills applicable for almost any side yard project. If this is the primary pathway from front to back, I encourage a no-nonsense walkway through the area to prevent tripping hazards. Measure to determine if there is room for a perennial bed, herbs, along the walkway. Also determine if space allows for guiding a garden cart easily along the way. Walkway or pathway. Walkway should be smooth and on the level, measuring 28 to 36 wide. The easiest and most inexpensive southwest walkway is crushed granite packed down to a supportive hardness. This gold surface will wash away and needs replenishing every few years, but it suppresses weeds while coddling the bank account. Flagstone and concrete paving stones create contemporary styles that are suited to any expression of modern architecture. Yavapai block is the most affordable local source, with block manufactured right here in Prescott. Whatever its surface material, a walkway should measure 28 to 36 inches wide. Straight paths that reinforce the tunnel-like effect of a long narrow yard, although not as desirable as long, curved pathways, sometimes are unavoidable and can be made attractive. On the opposite side of the size spectrum, an invitingly wide walkway can serve as a fully functional patio. Alternatively, you may choose not to have a well-defined walkway but opt for a free-flowing path. Suppress weeds in the area by laying down weed fabric covered by mulch. This is best for side yards that are not used very often. If the side yard doesn't get much traffic, and you need a place for the family dog to piddle, there is nothing like a camouflaged small patch of lawn. In areas with dense shade, select a shade-tolerant lawn mix like tall fescues. Best plants for side yards. Containers add style and interest to long walls with high fences and eliminate having to dig in our unyielding mountain soils. But if you must plant directly into the ground, first determine how much sun will be in this part of the yard. Before heading to the garden center, note whether the area is on the north or south side of the house. If in doubt, bring iPad pictures of the space at different times of the day and my staff, or I can read the shadows. This will enable us to come up with the best plants for your side yard project. Think small or dwarf-sized plants if space is narrow. We have entire sections of the nursery set up for small spaces, and they include some of my favorite small area plants: lavender, rosemary, mugo pine, spirea, dwarf burning bush, and carpet roses. For taller plants, look to Alberta spruce, tiny tower cypress, Iroquois junipers, and flowering redbud. Each proliferates in local gardens, is low maintenance, and can be planted now. A long, narrow side yard of a large home can feel cavernous. Enliven and or cozy up the area by featuring some exciting yard art or the sound of running water from a small fountain. If walls enclose one side of the yard, feature antique trellises or old European courtyard doors against them. If a contemporary feel is more to your taste, try freestanding or wall-mounted colorful, angular metal pieces. Grow vines like ivy, hevea, pyracantha, and honeysuckle in staggered groupings. I've put together a creative Pinterest board that should stimulate your creative juices. Plan a design that excites your style and get it started. This is a great month to plant, especially winter evergreen varieties. If the project seems overwhelming, ask for help. Waters designers await your digital photos or can even come directly on site for a detailed consultation. Until next week, I'll be here at Waters Garden Center helping gardeners design beautiful side yards. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10plants.com. Get more gardening tips from Waters Garden Center in the Mountain Gardener column on signalsaz.com. These are brand everywhere. From the region's number one good news website, signalsaz.com, the Quad City Smart and Beautiful Magazine, TG Magazine, to Cast 11 Podcast, and the region's most prominent digital billboards, Talking Glass Media will get your business noticed. For more information, visit www.talkingglass.media, call 928-642-3552, or email info at talkingglass.media.